Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 26th. You'll be interested to know, today is Kwanzaa, first day. On this Kwanzaa, first day families light the Mishuma Saba candle to honor the principle of unity and begin a week-long celebration of African heritage, culture, and communal values. Communities gather with music, storytelling, and shared meals to celebrate creativity, purpose, and collective responsibility in a joyful, affirming spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like -1 degrees with 12-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 24 and a light northwest wind blowing at 5 to 12, gusting up to 22. Tonight, expect a chance of snow after 11 p.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 19, along with light north winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 9:15 with a high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with a chance of snow before 11 a.m. and a high near 28, then mostly clear overnight with lows near 16. A warm system brings rain Sunday night into Monday, with temperatures rising to near 45 on Monday, then turning colder Monday night with gusty west winds up to 24 miles per hour and lows near 25. Tuesday will be mostly sunny but blustery, with highs near 30 and west gusts around 30 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Governor Maura Healey has made it clear she is against a potential 2026 ballot question that would impose a hard cap on annual rent increases in Massachusetts. During an interview with Boston Public Radio, she acknowledged the need for affordable housing, but emphasized that rent control is not the solution. Healey highlighted her administration's efforts to build more homes, noting a current housing shortage of 220,000 units. While some advocate for rent control to improve housing stability, Healey insists that halting production will only worsen the crisis. She also expressed support for a transparency measure concerning public records held by the legislature and governor's office. Now on to sports. Lamar Jackson is doubtful to play on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers after missing practice again on Thursday. Ravens coach John Harbaugh indicated Jackson sustained a deep tissue contusion in his back during a game against the New England Patriots. If Jackson cannot play, Tyler Huntley will start his second game of the season. The Ravens, with a record of 7-8, must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Failing to make the playoffs would mark 2025 as one of the most disappointing seasons in Ravens history. In local sports, tonight, as the Celtics hold an 18-11 record, currently sitting third in the Eastern Conference, they face off against the Indiana Pacers, who are struggling at 6-24 in 14th place. The Pacers are looking to break a 3-game home losing streak against Boston. They have a record of 4-14 against Eastern Conference teams, averaging 13.1 turnovers per game. In contrast, the Celtics are 14-8 in conference games, ranking 6th in the NBA with 12.6 offensive rebounds per game. The last matchup resulted in a Celtics victory, 103-95, with Jaylen Brown scoring 31 points. And on Sunday, the Pats visit the Jets, aiming to finish 2025 with a perfect record of 8 wins and 0 losses on the road. They seek to maintain their division lead and stay alive for the AFC top seed. The Patriots clinched a playoff berth last week with a thrilling comeback win over the Ravens, powered by Drake May's first 300-yard passing game and his first fourth-quarter comeback. At 12 wins and 3 losses, New England controls its AFC East destiny and still has a shot at the number one seed if they win out and Denver slips up. The 3 wins and 12 losses, Jets have dropped 3 straight blowout losses behind backup quarterback Brady Cook, and their offense has sputtered. In top news, gabapentin has surged in popularity as an alternative to opioids, but risks have emerged for patients. John Every, a 33-year-old from Newark, Illinois, experienced severe withdrawal symptoms after taking gabapentin. These symptoms have dramatically altered his life, leading to shaking, burning sensations, and inability to sleep. Despite being approved decades ago for seizures, most prescriptions are off-label, raising safety concerns. Studies link gabapentin to risks such as dementia and severe breathing issues. As prescriptions double over the past 15 years, the combination with opioids is alarming, as it has contributed to thousands of overdose deaths. In business news, the NFL Christmas games have moved to Netflix and Amazon as sports begin to shift to streaming. Amazon and YouTube TV lead the spending for United States sports streaming rights. Together, they account for 65% of the $6.5 billion that streamers will spend on sports rights for United States audiences in 2025. Amazon has paid $11 billion for the NFL's Thursday Night Football and $19.8 billion for NBA rights. YouTube has spent $14 billion to secure NFL Sunday ticket rights. Ampere forecasts global spending on sports rights to rise by 20% to $78 billion by 2030. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just over $89,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.87. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google may soon let you change that old silly Gmail address. After announcing a New Year discount on Google One cloud storage plans, and the new Google Customer Care Artificial Intelligence Assistant, Google has more good news for longtime Gmail users. The company will supposedly allow users to change their older email IDs to more formal ones. A support document indicates that the feature will roll out gradually. Users can maintain their original Gmail handle, while both at gmail.com, addresses will link to the same account. Importantly, users can add a new email address every 12 months. And in entertainment news, the film Song Sung Blue, out December 25th, stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson as a husband and wife duo performing in a Neil Diamond tribute band. inspired by real-life couple Mike and Claire Sardina, who performed under the act Lightning and Thunder, the movie dramatizes their love story and career. After Claire survived a life-altering accident, the couple made a remarkable comeback. Now 64, Claire still performs and hopes moviegoers will feel encouraged to overcome their own struggles. She emphasizes, it's a way of life, as she continues to cherish music and her journey. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Alice Walker. And she said, "Activism is my rent for living on the planet." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.